Bethlehem, Palestine. With his rugged good looks and polished charm, Saladin Kader could be a movie star. He is friendly but never obsequious, self-assured but never arrogant. He is a professor of urban planning at Khalil Gibran University, and naturally, the love of all his female students. We sit under the statue of the university's namesake. Like everything else in one of the Middle East's most affluent cities, its polished bronze glitters in the sun.
I was born and raised in Kuwait City. My family was one of the few lucky ones not to be expelled after 1991, after Arafat sided with Saddam against the world. We weren't rich, but neither were we struggling. I was comfortable, even sheltered, you might say, and did it show in my actions. I watched the Al Jazeera broadcast from behind the counter at the Starbucks where I worked every day after school. It was the afternoon rush hour and the place was packed. You should have heard the uproar, the jeers and catcalls. I'm sure our noise level matched those on the floor of the General Assembly. Of course, we thought it was a Zionist lie. Who didn't? When the Israeli ambassador announced to the UN General Assembly that his country was enacting a policy of voluntary quarantine, what was I supposed to think? Was I supposed to really believe his crazy story that African rabies was actually some new plague that transformed dead bodies into bloodthirsty cannibals? How can you possibly believe that kind of foolishness, especially when it comes from your most hated enemy? I didn't even hear the second part of that fat bastard's speech, the part about offering asylum, no questions asked, to any foreign-born Jew, any foreigner of Israeli-born parents, any Palestinian living in the formerly occupied territories, and any Palestinian whose family had once lived within the borders of Israel. The last part applied to my family, refugees from the 67 war of Zionist aggression. At the heeding of the PLO leadership, we had fled our village, believing we could return as soon as our Egyptian and Syrian brothers had swept the Jews into the sea. I had never been to Israel, or what was about to be absorbed into the new state of unified Palestine.
What did you think was behind the Israeli ruse?
Here's what I thought. The Zionists have just been driven out of the occupied territories. They say they left voluntarily, just like Lebanon and most recently the Gaza Strip, but really, just like before, we knew we'd driven them out. They know that the next and final blow would destroy that illegal atrocity they call a country. And to prepare for that final blow, they're attempting to recruit both foreign Jews as cannon fodder and I thought I was so clever for figuring this part out. Kidnapping as many Palestinians as they could to act as human shields. I had all the answers. Well, who doesn't at 17?